Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gods and goddesses, to the Golden Age Gurus Podcast, your source for regenerative, entrepreneurial, and eco-friendly global solutions using ancient future strategies that focus on healing ourselves, our community, and the planet. Now, it is truly an honor to introduce your host, Baba John. Hope everybody's doing great. This is Baba John. I am editing here in my hotel room in Mexico City. I'm about to do a retreat and wanted to add this fourth episode with Brenda Briscoe that I recorded last week on my new phone. So the sound quality should be better. I have some real value to contribute to your health. Being that I have lined up Brenda Briscoe, who is a functional medicine healer in Dallas. And here we're going to talk about cellular house cleaning. How do we do that? Stay tuned and listen up for more. This podcast with Brenda got cut off halfway, had a sound issue, so I was only to get half the interview. So I'm going to put this as part one till we get her to come back and re-record. So apologize for that, but I got about 16 minutes of good cellular housekeeping content. This show is brought to you on Patreon, where creators are supported by their tribe. For the cost of a latte, you can support the show and my advocacy around fringe legal topics ranging from zero waste in Bitcoin to matters of spirit. I'm committed to serving mankind by providing thousands of years of ancestral wisdom. Learn from my gurus, join my network, and get exclusive content. We have a free tier so you don't have to worry about money, a support tier for just a few bucks, and an apprentice level for aspiring Jedi interested in my mystery school and nature-based ministry. We have a VIP business tier for CEOs who want their own wizard. Just remember, King Arthur had a Merlin and Queen Elizabeth had her John Dee. Historically, I've charged way more as a consultant, but while I wrap my last year of law school, I'm willing to help just to get this new platform going. You'll have access to me with the Voxer app and get access to the Advocacy Launchpad and Discord. Sponsorship is sold separate. If you're interested, message and visit patreon.com. patreon.com/GoldenAgeGurus. Follow for free and support if you can.
It's thinking about it. Three little dots keep.
Hey, we're in.
Really? I'm not online yet. Well, I mean, it doesn't show that I am, but it shows just thinking about it. You know, those three little dots that keep, you know.
Yeah, we're popping. Recording.
Oh, okay, great.
So, I'll trim that.
Okay.
First 30 seconds out, and all of that. I'll add your story in a second, and just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, did you get the... Did you get my,
I got it.
Okay. So we're going to use those questions in that order.
Sure. We can do it in that order. I know more about LEDs and DNA than I do Bowen. Mm-hmm. So I could sell that better.
Okay. Well, we'll just make the Bowen therapy shorter, but I like telling my story because I have a passion about that. But
yeah,
it's just about
That's fine. I'm just ignorant on that. I know what the fascia is. And, but yeah, so.
So most of it is about the LED lights. And
you know, I'm passionate about the lights. and I have experience. I actually built a red light sauna for a clinic last year. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm probably ignorant on some levels, but you know, I got more of a understanding and have gotten my feet wet with that a little bit. But
yeah.
But anyways, we'll just you know, we got a little rough outline and we'll just
okay. Well, here's the thing. We're still on the phone, or I'm still on my phone. Well, I guess you are on yours. So do we need to hang up the phone and then it's going to come through the computer or what?
No, it's recording right now. Like, just tell me when you're ready and I'll trim out the beginning.
Okay. So my phone's not going to give my computer feedback?
Nope.
Vice versa? All right.
Nope.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Well, welcome to Golden Age Gurus. This is Brenda Briscoe, 22 years experience as a healer working with functional medicine in Dallas, Texas. I met her. She's a part of a networking group I do here. And, you know, I've heard her speak and she has rave reviews and some healing modalities that I thought would be useful to the audience. So, Brenda, I'll stop talking. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that introduction. It's nice to be interviewed on your program. Appreciate that.
Okay. Well, so Brenda does a couple things. I'm really excited about her LED light, ninjery, red light therapy. And recently she offered the networking group some DNA testing, which we'll talk about. I know she's really passionate about Bowen therapy, which I'm slightly ignorant on. So I'll give it to you to explain what that is and tell us a little bit about your story. Are you ready to enlighten us?
Yeah, sure. I love telling my story, John, because it involves my sweet and precious stepdaughter. So her name is Azure and she has scoliosis. So this was years ago, 22 years ago or so. She had been in a back brace for years, in her teenage years. And she was 19 when this started, when she asked my husband and me to see if we could find an alternative to what they were wanting to do next to her. The doctors wanted to do surgery and place Harrington rods in her back. And she was petrified about that. And we didn't want that for her either. So I started asking around. At that time, I was an herbalist and kind of like the modern day health coach, but not quite as educated as that. And so I was asking people on my internet forum if they knew any treatments for scoliosis. And someone said, have you considered Bowen therapy? And that was like the magical question for me because it changed my life, that question. I began to research that and came to find out that there was only one practitioner that did Bowen therapy in the entire metroplex. Talked to her extensively about it. She would have great success using it with people who have scoliosis of all ages. So she said, really what you need to do is just take the course that comes in a couple of months. And I did that and started using it. We were both surprised at how quickly she responded and how it got her out of pain. So I wanted to go ahead and take the next level up so I could continue helping Azure. And that involved doing some case studies on people. And so she started sending me her friends who were in pain and
I just started working on people for free. And then I took the next level, and my husband discovered that I was just doing this for free and said, what would it take for you to be able to charge? And I said, well, I need to get some kind of a license to put my hands on people in Texas. So I went to massage school. And then it was unintentional that I developed this business, but it just kind of fell into my lap. People just started coming to me and wanting the work. And because it is so quick, it's known for its quick, profound, and long-lasting resolution to deep core problems. So that's how I got started 21 years ago, actually. Been in business for 21 years.
Wow. Yeah, I just recently learned about the fascia, and it seems like that's what this is addressing. Is that
yes,
thin layer of whatever. I'm sure you can explain it better than I can, but I just learned about the fascia a couple of years ago. I'm like, oh, okay, so I have this layer, this little eggshell around me. In my body that needs to be tended to, if you will.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for interrupting. Yeah, the fascia has its own, it's like the internet connection in the body. It has its own communication system through the nervous system. The nerves go through the fascia. So it's not only just the tissue, the soft tissue that's under the skin, but it wraps around muscles, and it goes through muscles. So it's everywhere. It's kind of like a spider web network throughout your body, holding organs together and muscles, holding up, you know, like a sleeve around the muscles, but also running through the muscles, muscle spindles. So it's everywhere. We need our...
So maybe an eggshell is not the best. Maybe sleeve is better. But the bottom line, none of us were really taught about this,
right?
In school,
it's fairly newish.
Yeah. So I mean, but it it sounds like it's super important as a part of the body. If it's helping things like carpal tunnel and fibromyalgia, is that how you say that?
Yeah, fibromyalgia.
Headaches and not, I mean, I learned about it because I had neuropathy a couple of years ago and couldn't feel my feet.
Mm.
So, you know, the yoga teacher's like, hey, you bend this way, and the fascia connects all the way down, you know?
Yeah.
He was educating me on that. That's how I learned about it. I couldn't feel my feet. It just brought awareness to this layer and under the skin that, you know, can help heal things. So,
right.
So that's what the bone therapy is addressing. Is it just the fascia, or is it?
Oh no, it's a lot about the acupoints and the nervous system. It's actually a hands-on soft tissue manipulation that's really gentle, but it's also very effective. So many people enjoy that it's done through their clothing because that's pretty convenient. And like I said, it's known for its quick, profound, and long-lasting resolution to deep core problems. Things like what you mentioned, fibromyalgia, headaches, and migraines especially, and TMJ imbalances. Some people like to simply use it as part of their monthly maintenance regime to help with balancing every system of the body. And others come when they have an injury or just need to come in. Because it's really great for acute injuries like hamstring pulls, sprained ankles. It usually just takes one or two sessions for those kinds of things, for acute.
But how is the fascia related to a headache?
Well, we have fascia in the head too. I mean, the fascia runs from our toes up to our heads, and there are different, we call them trains or planes of fascial lines. So some go straight up vertically, and some cross the body, and it does wrap around the brain as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically just hitting the right buttons on the brain, and it's relieving the headache.
Well, on the brain, but also, you know, if say the migraine headaches are in a woman and it's related to her hormone, the cycle. And so then I'll do things that stimulate the and make little adjustments, little tweaks to the pituitary gland. If it's sometimes it's because of the malfunction of the stellate ganglion, and that's a bundle of nerves at the base of the neck at C7, and a little tweaking can help correct that malfunction, and then headaches go away. And sometimes they go away permanently, and other times they'll go away for a while, and then life happens and we'll need to tweak it again. But many people get very, very long lasting results.
Sweet. Well, in permaculture, we have a term called stacking functions. Mm-hmm. So in addition to this therapy, you have started using LED lights.
Yes, as an adjunct to my Bowen therapy. Most people that come for the LED lights also get Bowen therapy because it is so much more powerful together synergistically. Yeah. But some people say, you mentioned peripheral neuropathy. Some people come just for the lights, like several times a week, and it has a cumulative effect. So it builds on the session before it and begins to have a longer lasting effect when you use the lights on a daily basis or every other day.
So LED stands for light emitting diode. So you are using light with your hands.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I am.
All right. And so tell me about these light emitting diodes, and specifically, you know, what kind of lights are you using?
Well,
what do they do? How does it work?
They're embedded into pads that you place on different parts of the body, different sizes. And these pads are neoprene, so they're very flexible. You can wrap them around legs or arms. You can just place them, you know, on a back, different sizes. And so most people know about laser lights. Well, these are similar but different. Laser lights are constant and they have a straight beam, a coherent beam. LEDs are pulsing and they have diffuse lighting. I hear dogging in the background. I've used these lights on dogs a lot too. The dogs like it. This makes them really safe for anybody to use because of the diffuse lighting and the pulsing. So it's just safe. And so the significance of using the LED light therapy, which is also known as photobiomodulation, that just simply means light that changes or modulates the body. It's so that you can get faster healing in two major ways. So there's angiogenesis and neurogenesis that happen because of the LED lights. And angiogenesis is just simply creating new capillaries where some have been cut off. And then neurogenesis is just regenerating nerves that have been damaged. Now you can't wake up dead nerves, but most of the time it's just damaged nerves. And that's what happens. Both of those processes happen, need to happen with peripheral neuropathy. That is the reason that I bought my lights, is because I was not having such great responses with Bowen therapy that I was used to having. And someone told me about these. And once I got the LED lights, and I began to be really successful with people that have peripheral neuropathy. So the way that this happens is that the lights stimulate the release of a couple of really important molecules in the blood and that are important for healing. So one is nitric oxide and the other is ATP. I can explain those if you want me to, but I don't know if you want me to go in depth.
Explain the ATP.
Okay. Yeah, ATP.
Go ahead.
It's adenosine triphosphate. So you probably know that that is all about cellular house cleaning. So it's moving, it helps with moving toxins and debris out of the cells and allowing the good raw material to get back into the cells, like oxygen and healing enzymes and healing nutrients, because the blood carries all that with it, right? So the nitric oxide dilates the blood vessels so that there's more of a flood of blood going into the area where you place the pad or pads. And that way, all these healing nutrients and oxygen can get into the cell if it's not filled with toxins. And that's where the ATP comes in. It moves it out, the toxins.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed listening to Brenda, and you can visit her website in the description and ask for the rack discount. Mention the show for 10% off. She's also got a pretty cool Facebook group for red light therapy, and you can follow her on LinkedIn or Facebook. I'll put the links in the description as well. And as always, don't forget to hit the bell, like or star this podcast, and even share it if you feel compelled. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.